Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I've been asked by several people who heard my community comment, when is enough enough, to update the comment and re-air it. The closer we get to the election, the more attention is being placed on getting more dollars for overtaxed people. It seems like the only revenue source for politicians is to continue to pick up the pockets of those who foot the bill for nearly everything. In a community where significant dollars are made off book and outside legal payroll processes, the only recurring theme is the need to increase tax rates, add additional fees, pass more bond measures, and hit up folks who pay most of the bills. When I remember when Eureka enacted the temporary public safety tax increase, the tax is set to expire and the political class is advocating for an extension. Add to this city tax the county request for additional sales tax to support public safety as well. Additionally, the school districts are advocating for a new bond initiative attached to property tax. We have half the public school student population we had 10 years ago at twice the cost and fewer educational hours. Enough is enough. The cherry on top of this taxing Sunday is the fair wage measure supporting community set minimum wage. Talk about a job killer. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been asked to endorse candidates' causes and all related to these initiatives. My universal response to all of these ballot measures, Q through Z, is no. Enough is enough. When is enough enough? Enough enough when the only answer is the easy one. Go after the responsible taxpayers. I'm sure I'm not alone when I voice my disgust at this never-ending more tax theme to the political circus. As I drive the streets of Eureka, I can't miss the endless stream of panhandlers and street people. As I entered a store in Bayshore Mall recently, a vagrant asked me to give him a $5 bill. When I said no, he responded with a string of profanity worth a bar fight at a biker bar. More and more, I'm beginning to refuse to patronize those establishments where you can't get in the door without running the gauntlet of street people. My choice and my decision. I don't have to put up with the cardboard signs, appeals for spare change, and personal insults. When is enough enough? Enough is enough when a person exercises the right of free choice and attacks this insanity head on. The first step to stop this political piling on at all government levels is to say no to the initiatives, measures, the alphabet soup across the board. Responsible elected officials need to recognize the synergy all of these initiatives have on us, the taxpayers. When someone tries to make you feel guilty because of some social injustice that can only be cured by more money from your pocket, the best answer is no. When is enough enough? Answer the question for yourself. Don't let the politicians sucker you in to not using the word no in the ballot box. That dollar you save is yours. You earned it. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.